Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness. Hello and welcome. It is Tuesday, September 1st. We are at the first of the month. Welcome everybody to September. It was a challenging summer and we're moving into the fall. And I believe that we are going to have an awakening and information and calm and healing. And what a better way to start off this process than to have someone on the show that's highly connected to this specific topic. My guest this evening is Natalie Jones, and she is the author of Awaken the Higher Self, Bringing Darkness to Light. And I love that, and I'm excited to have her here. Natalie, are you there? Are you ready for tonight?
Well, good evening. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here tonight. And, you know, I woke up today. The energy is just amazing. It feels September is just going to be a great month this year. So,
I agree. I felt that when I got up this morning, too. I feel like we've got a lot of healing and a lot of just an infusion of energy that's going to help us. A lot. The key is, are we going to be able to tap into it? You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I have been looking forward to this all day. And so, again, thank you so much for having me. We're going to have a great time tonight.
Yes. I'm expecting it. So before we start taking calls and I really get out, I have a couple questions because there are things in your bio that just really intrigued me and excited me. And I'm going to start at the end of the information that I have. When your bio says that you are an ethereal conduit. And I love that. And I thought you could speak to us. I have never heard it put like that before. And it just fascinated me.
Yes. Well, my whole thing is that I believe that we all have the same abilities. We all do. And as an ethereal conduit for me, the way that I like to kind of explain it is that if you compare it to like a channel or a radio signal, you know, if you don't have it tuned just right, or there's interference or it's staticky, then you're not going to receive that incoming or back and forth messages clearly. And so when we start learning in life to fine tune our abilities by connecting to the elevated heart center and finding that bridge and gapping that bridge between, you know, the different dimensions and our existence as beings of unconditional love and learning to awaken and raise our vibrational frequency and emitting that so that we can receive it in return, then that's when you start to uncover those abilities because they're already there, which is really neat. And as I have over the years discovered mine, I've had some really neat, for me, it's a little different in my experience. I can't speak for everybody else, but you know, there are what we would regularly call downloads that people receive.
For me,
I do receive downloads in different ways. One of them I receive through hypnagogic state of consciousness in that in-between state, that theta. And I have regularly received messages that are either for the highest good of myself and, of course, the collective, those around me, and for the greater good as knowledge to be implemented as wisdom for the greater good. And I actually was pretty incredible. I had something come through last week on Friday, and I shared it with about two people, that it was truly incredible, and it goes in line with some things that are going on right now and a new project that I took on. But it was clear as day, and a voice came through, and for me in hypnagogic, and it was incredible to the point where I immediately sat up and I, you know, I went straight to my office and wrote it down, because the way that it was said was in such a way, in sentence structure, that is not of this world, and it was pretty cool. And I mean, I'll share it with you.
I was gonna say you can't. You know, I thought you were gonna just like, this is what
I wrote
happened.
It down,
but anyway, I'm a, that'd be great. We want to know.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty shocking. It says the new devil cast the old. Yeah, the new devil cast the old devil down for a new revelation and an end. And I, you know, I've recently started working on these different projects where I'm going to be really helping people with these dark forces. They're so real. They're unseen, but yet they are so real. And that's where we have a difficult time as a whole to understand all of that. And that's my goal moving forward now, is to really fine tune exactly who I know that I already am, and what I'm here for and set for, and my soul mission, my life purpose to help others with, you know, those types of dark forces that we deal with on a daily basis, and, you know, some more deeper than others in the form of attachments, and even to the point of possession. So it's quite
wow.
the been
wow.
on, but I definitely received this message, and I've been really praying and understanding at a deeper level why and what it means, in order to make sure that I understand it clearly moving forward and how all of this ties in.
Wow. So let me see if I got it right. I was kind of writing my notes for my questions. Is the new devil cast the old
mm-hmm.
devil down? So we have a new, like a new lord of darkness, so to speak, the new focus of the shadow forces out there, and the focus is different now than it was before. It's more. So what's
you know,
going on?
I believe that there's some room for some interpretation here, and on,
yeah.
honestly, that's something that I'm still processing
just
and working through. I only wrote exactly what the words were that came through, and yes, it was the new devil cast the old devil down for a new revelation and
for
an
new
end.
Revelation.
But here's the thing, is that I there's so many layers to that, in that the number one focus for me and what I know is that the dark force is extremely manipulative and deceitful, and nothing
yeah.
is as it seems. So, but when you get these messages of light, that is right. What that means in that is that this is what the intentions of the dark force are, though that's not actually something that is going to happen, you know, and
yeah.
that's one of those things where you can take that in, and it makes you more strong when you're in battle. All that information, you can use it to understand exactly what's going on and move forward in that light and that love, and that center of the universe that's unfolded
right.
in all of us, and overcoming
wow.
the really nasty things, seen and unseen.
Yeah, and it is nasty out there. You know, I have practitioners from all, you know, types of platforms, and everybody is saying the same thing, one or the other. The shadow forces, the, you know, whatever. People are, how whatever resonates with people. There is clearly an energy trying to influence the space that we're in to turn us in a direction of fear and unhappiness, right? And
yeah.
what we need to do is figure out what we need to do to try to fight it. And I almost feel like when I get downloads, I get them too, and they always, like, it's like this. Almost feels like we're at war, and they have to send messages coded through it so that they can reach enemy lines and get to us. And it's our job to sit and go through the work to decipher them, to make sure that we're doing the right thing
right.
for the people that we're here to serve. Ugh,
right.
Man,
that's
beautiful.
Absolutely. And I agree with you in that it really is a process of awakening, you know, a great awakening on a large global scale, because then when we're able to do that, then you have a different state of being, a different state of creation, a different state of existence that is very powerful in itself. And so, you know, when you start tying science into all of this, you have all of your, you know, your quantum mechanics and quantum physics and the quantum entanglement and all of those things, where it's gotten to a point with science as the science of consciousness and understanding
yeah.
that everything really comes from the mind, and then these emotions that go with it, we're constantly creating. So everything around you up to this point has been created by thoughts and emotions.
Wow.
And we are connected to that elevated heart center where we have feelings of gratitude and love and joy and unconditional love and charity. Then we're emitting a higher frequency. And we'll start to see our external environment start to match that. And that's what's really beautiful, in that you start to realize that everything that is coming from within is starting to transform from without. And when we realize just how powerful creative beings that we are in that way, then we start to have active compassion and unconditional love and charity for those around us. And that's where the key is, and truly fighting these dark forces. And we're in a time right now where there's so much chaos and there's so much uncertainty and there's so much unknown that people live in fear, and those fear-based emotions, shame, guilt, you know, fear itself, jealousy, envy, hatred, anger, all of those low vibrations. All of those lower vibrational emotions and energies, they just create more of that. And then, you know, you're in a place where you're surrounded by a lot of dark energy or darkness. And the point to, you know, for some people who start to feel, you know, depressed and or lack of motivation or just not, you know, I like to, you know, really talk to people and let them understand and know that thoughts have you. You do not have those negative thoughts. They come from an external source. You know, the real inner self, the spirit, is a being of unconditional love. And so when we can recognize that and anything negative that starts going through our mind, then we start creating scenarios like, oh, this person did this, and people start taking things personally, or the ego's in control, and it just creates more of that and chaos and the dark energy and the dark beings and those unseen forces that are around us. There's many different types of dark beings, but the point is that general, you know, dark influence is there, and people become so clouded in their judgment and what's real and their perception of reality, and all of these fears and these fear-based emotions and thoughts are illusion. They are pure illusion, and we've got to start to learn how to reprogram and rewire ourselves through higher vibrational frequencies and thoughts and emotions. And there's two very powerful times of the day that we can do that, and I will get into that later if we have time.
Oh, gosh, that was really great. And I have some questions. I think what I'd like to do is give you an opportunity to interact with the audience if you're ready for that and take
yeah.
a caller. Okay, perfect. I'm going to take our first caller. Our first caller is Lee, that's Shiloh from Arizona. Are you there, Shiloh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Shiloh, you have a question that you wanted to ask Natalie about something you want to reach out and do, and I think that and. Mind of our topic, I think you are on the
it is,
perfect
actually.
Show. Perfect show. You could have picked a better time with all. She's all yours.
I agree. So, yeah, I've been wanting to do something for a long, long time, and I just wonder if it's going to happen, or am I just stuck?
So, hi, Shiloh. Thank you so much for calling in, and well, tell me what's going on.
I don't know. Do you think some people just don't belong here? Like, some people just don't ever feel content in this place, like this world. I mean, I just feel like like I'm never, ever content. Even if I'm happy, like if given the choice, like to not be here or be here, I would choose to not be here. I just don't see any, especially now with everything going on, that doesn't help matters. But even before that, I've just never felt like being here.
Well,
that sounds bad and like...
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. Look, we are here because we chose to be here. And you know, our inner self is merely a portion of our higher self, which exists in many different places at once. That's the omnipresent quality of our spirit. And when we you know, we chose to come here in a body without truly knowing what that would really feel like or look like in the way that we perceive it in this third dimension, we said, okay, well, I want to have this type of growth, this, and this. And then we were told, okay, well, then you're going to have to go through this, and this. And that was something that we said, okay, and we agreed to. So everything that you're experiencing in this life, you actually chose that for yourself before you came here. Again, not truly knowing what that would look or feel like. And a part of transcending that difficulty and that hardship part of it is to learn how to go through experiences in life and learn what it is from the experience by asking, please show me what it is that I am intended to learn from this, and then start to learn how to implement love and forgiveness in place of, you know, any of those other type of fear-based emotions. And it's easier.
I feel like I ask that like pretty often, you know, like, and I do try to like think about like, okay, what could I possibly, what could the lesson be here? Like, what is it that I'm supposed to be?
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I could figure it out, but other times I just can't, you know?
Yeah. And then just really going through the process of making sure that through that experience that we don't internalize any of the negativity from it, but we're required to have faith and endure to the end. A part of the process of sanctification and ascension is to overcome these difficult things. And again, we did not really have a full grasp on how this was going to really be. And it is a, we're all, of course, held to the same universal laws of free will, and we're all in charge of our own salvation with, you know, with Christ and the light of Christ. And this is where it sounds like to me that you are maybe in an in-between spot where you're really about to come out of the, you're working through it, and you're about to really go to that next level where you're able to kind of take life by the reins, and as difficult and hardships come to pass, you'll be able to really overcome them differently and work through them differently than you did before. And I think that's a really beautiful gift in itself. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be calling in. And again, I would love to send you my book to read. It's I wrote it in self-therapy format because there is one of the universal laws, which I do go into in the book. It's called the Law of Witnesses. But the Law of Witnesses is, if you don't already know, is we will receive a witness in the form of of two or three from the universe in a way that the universe knows that we will recognize it, because everyone's perception of reality and reality profile is different. So they will send a witness of two or three in when something is true or right on our path or something that we're supposed to do. And I was communicated and given the law of witnesses that it was time for me to start writing this book. And I a lot of the knowledge in it is from experience. And there's also some information in the book that did come from a higher place that was downloaded while I was writing the book. And I would pray to have the companionship of the Holy Spirit, and that anything that was God's will would be, you know, come through while I was writing. And I would absolutely love for you to read the book, because I truly feel like, for, with what you're saying, it would be a really great book for you to have at this time.
Where can she reach out to you, Natalie, so that she can connect with you and get a copy of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone would like to reach out to me directly and get a copy of the book, I do have, if you just go to the website, there is an email, a contact form on the website. Just go to awakenthehigherself.com and then reach out directly to me from there, and I will, and I'm here to help as well in any way that I can.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much.
So when you were saying that, like, that we, anything negative is what we make up in our, well, not that we make up, but it's, you're saying it's perception, it's not really what it is, but what about when it is? I mean, like, sometimes,
yeah,
isn't it reality? I mean, not really made up, like, sometimes people or things that happen really truly are negative and they're happening.
Well,
like, did I misunderstand that?
Yeah, and that's why we're here, is to have that experience. So with your inner self, you know, as a being of unconditional love, anything that I like to put it this way, your thoughts, negative thoughts have you. You do not have negative thoughts. So what that means is that your inner self is highly refined, intelligent matter of love. And when I talk about love, I don't mean it in the sense that we think about love. It's just a very, very, it's your the highest frequency that you could have as a being of unconditional love. And so anything that comes in is absorbed from an external source that's negative, is an indication that there's some sort of dark influence around us. Doesn't mean that it's bad. It's just a natural part of life, and it's that, it's that duality that's here in order to help us grow, to have that spiritual growth and overcome it. So those negative, if you call it negative or lower vibrational experiences, they are here to help us to grow. And so it's a process, and every day is a new day, and every day it has new experiences and new people. And the more and more that we start to connect with those heart-centered emotions and thoughts, because that's where the spiritual mind resides, is the heart center. And the more that those elevated emotions are connected to in the heart center, then that it bridges that gap between us and the field, the consciousness field, which is where all of our creative abilities are, and where we are all connected to everyone and everything. When we're able to connect to that heart center and have that elevated state of existence, then we are able to recognize that we are all in that there is no separation. And then we can start to emit those higher vibrational frequencies, and the external environment will start to reflect that. You'll start to realize that everything really is coming from within, from inside out. And you'll start to have new people come into your life that match those frequencies that you're emitting, new situations, new opportunities. And things will start to look very differently. Your physical appearance may even actually change. I look at photos of myself 10 years ago in my 20s, and it's not from, you know, necessarily aging. It's just I see a different person, because that's when we are in a state of being where there's a lot of lower vibrational energy going on, then we're naturally deteriorating. And we have four bodies, our physical body, our spiritual body, our mental and our emotional bodies, and they're all very much interconnected. And when one is off balance, then, you know, the others can be off, and it will affect those as well. And so it's about finding balance. And again, you know, every day is a new day. And just because today I had a really, really great day, and at every turn I was able to emit that highest frequency and really help others. And, you know, tomorrow something could happen, and you know, we're all prone to mistakes and all of that. So it's important that we just continue forward as best as we can. And I think it's a journey. There's never a destination. It's a journey, and it's about really coming together and helping one another to understand that we have so much opportunity to overcome all of this and all of these unseen dark forces around us that make us, you know, feel this way or to not fully understand exactly who we are. It's an illusion. And when I say illusion, fear really is an illusion. And once we're able to, again, overcome that and with higher vibrational energy from within, then, and put the ego in the back seat and stop judging others and stop taking things personally, then we start to truly become a being of unconditional love, and that's why we're here, and to spread that light and that love.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That was good. Did that answer your question there, Shiloh?
For the most part, yes. Are you able to, like, can you feel or see anything right now as far as, like, do you have any advice or something I could do it in the immediate right now to better things possibly as a whole?
Yes, so if there are people around you that you are having a difficult time with right now that are making things a little bit more difficult, sometimes it's good to take some space, but also it's good to, whenever you have any type of negative thoughts enter your mind, immediately recognize that. It's about becoming aware. It's about becoming aware of our conscious being, because our conscious being is that reality profile that's programmed out of the subconscious. So when we're able to be aware of the subconscious mind that's creating our conscious awareness, then anytime anything comes in that's negative, we are automatically on top of it. And the more and more that you start to do that, the more you'll start to feel the a little bit of pressure come off, and you'll feel more positive. And when you wake up in the morning, it's really important to live in a past future it's really important to live in a future present and not a past present. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times people will wake up and the wheels will start turning and they'll go straight from theta to beta. And beta state of conscious is where your brain is going a million miles an hour and you're thinking about everything that is mm-hmm. troubling you and slicing and dicing everything in your mind. And so when we're living in the past present, right when we wake up, then we've already set the entire day for the type of day that and future that we're not creating a future anymore. We're living in the past still, and you're reliving those emotions. And the more that we're in those thoughts and those emotions of negative things that have happened to us in the past, then we're continuing to let them grow and into something that they shouldn't be. And then we start to see that we're receiving them, you know, more of that same type of experience as well. So the best thing to do in the morning is when you wake up to lay there in that in-between state where you're not fully awake, but you're not asleep. And that's the perfect balance of melatonin and serotonin, where you're able to have your most creative moments. And lay there and think about all of these beautiful things that you see for yourself in the future. Don't think about anything. And if anything negative starts creeping in, immediately be aware of that and replace it with positive, because the mind cannot differentiate what is real and what is imagined. And when we, like Einstein said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge itself. And it really is true, where you're constantly creating. So, and when you're able to deliberately create, then you're able to have thoughts with emotions of thought of positivity, whether that be joy, gratitude, thankful. And the more that we love life and love the universe and love everything around us and be aware of that gratitude and that thankfulness, then we'll receive more of the same. Well, you know, love life and it will love you back. So I believe that's going to be really powerful for you right now, is to control the thoughts of
negative
the mind.
Thoughts. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
beautiful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all your time.
Thank you. You enjoy.
You're very.
Can
I still listen to the show?
Absolutely. We're not going to kick you
okay,
off.
Okay.
It
won't
show,
just hang up on me.
No. No.
Okay.
You might get dropped if too many callers call in, and that's the system. But I'll
okay.
put you back on hold. All righty, sweetie.
Okay.
That was really great. And what was really impressive to me with that conversation is, when the caller got on the call, when Shiloh got on the call, she was completely convinced that she had a question. And she started asking her question, and you asked her, I don't know if you didn't quite hear her or if you were convinced that there was to it. And you asked her to, you know, what was your question? And then it just all came out. It was wonderful. But she just kind of released what it was that was her actual real concern. That was really cool.
Yeah. You know, it's not easy. Life's not easy, but it's a part of what we all have to go through. It's why we came here. And when we can start to, when the light starts to come on and we start to really see the big picture, that's already most of the battle right there. Because once people have the information and realize that there is no lack, that this fear, that this, you know, it's all an illusion. It only has power if you believe in it or give it power. And that's what refracted light
right.
is.
Right.
You know?
Right. And the concept, and I'm a believer of this too, we make the decision on what it is that we're coming here to do. And we also have free will. You know, we come to the planet in human form, and sometimes it doesn't quite go where we need to go because we turn left instead of turning right. But the challenges make us stronger, but we can also cause our destiny, right? We can cause ourselves to be less challenged by doing the work and the growth and all the other things that you need to do, right?
Right.
It always has to be a struggle.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you on that. Mm-hmm.
And so, when you talk about bringing the darkness to life, you said something earlier about how the darkness can manifest with people in all kinds of different ways, including spirit attachments and possessions and such. And as I look at your, you know, you're a dark energy healer, or facilitator. Is that something you spend a lot of time doing, is helping pull negativity out of people?
Yes. So as a dark energy healing facilitator, I have a process that I will actually help people. It's a process to heal from within. And, you know, that is a process to go through and identify through different techniques that I use. There's a technique that I do use with kinesiology that we're able to bypass the human consciousness and communicate directly with the spirit. When we've been kind of, you know, cleared out, then we're able to communicate directly with the spirit and know that there's not any type of you know, negative being or anything like that that's trying to give deceitful answers. I have different techniques to identify if there is and if we really are communicating directly with the inner self. And then at that point, then we can identify another process that I go into. And again, I wrote the book in self-therapy format, and it's in this book, Awaken the Higher Self, Bringing Darkness to Light as well, which I've termed burden regression therapy. We can go through and test to see if there's any burdens that fill the spirit. So the burden is a form of unforgiveness, and it fills the spirit. It's a form of darkness. It's a form of dark energy. And when we're able to identify these different burdens by doing this burden regression therapy and going back through the years, then at that point they've been identified, because you can't fix something unless it's been identified or recognized, right? So then there's a process at that point that we'll go through a combination of visualization techniques and also bringing in the light of Christ and forgiveness and all of those things that are required of us to truly hand over those burdens and move forward in light. And then once those burdens are removed and turned over, then of course you're able to fill that void with the light. And another part of this process that I do go through is spirit retrieval, spirit fragment retrieval. Because when we go through really difficult traumatic situations in life, it sometimes can cause our spirit to fragment. And though it's not a bad thing, it's just a natural part of life. But when we're able to retrieve those spirit parts and make sure that the inner self is whole and that it's not fragmented. Because when you have those fragmented parts, there's these spiritual streamers that come off of the spirit fragments. And though you cannot see them, they are very real. And that's where dark energy and unclean spirits and those sorts of things can latch on. And they're sometimes don't mean to bring us more harm necessarily, like if it's an earthbound spirit that is having trouble moving on, but it is by nature, since it is their lower vibrational attachments that keep them earthbound, and so by default they do us more harm than good. And then you actually have, you know, dark energies and beings or devils that will latch on. And of course then, you know, deep level attachment, you can, you will find possession. There's different stages of, for people that, you know, sometimes not everybody goes through all of the stages of, leading up to possession, you know, such as the oppression and infestation and, obsession and all of that. But the main thing is that when we're able to recognize that our spirit is fragmented, then we can retrieve our spirit parts. And I go through all of that in the book. And there's a series of steps, you know, those just to name a few, that are really important in understanding and identifying what's going on around a specific person, what memories they're holding on to. There's a lot of different types of spirit fragmentation that I go into in detail, and where the shaman will bring the parts together in a specific way. There could be a healing crisis for about maybe 3 to 4 weeks after all of the spirit parts are brought back together. But the way that I have learned to do this is to heal the spirit part fragments as best as possible before reuniting them with the remaining whole of the spirit, and that allows for, when it comes back together, for to alleviate any type of healing crisis after. But it's a process. And here's the thing, is that, you know, I am not a healer. I am a dark energy healing facilitator. The healing is all comes from Christ, from the light of Christ. We put many terms, you know, in my book, it's very universal. It's not religious. I use the term the light. It's meant for everybody, because we all have different, no matter what your belief system is and all of that, this, you can apply that. And that's what's meant, and that's what's important. So just know that as well. And, you know, when I say the light of Christ, you know, that's for the way that I know it. And we,
absolutely.
You know, we can, yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, as a dark energy healing facilitator, I just give people the knowledge and the information and the tools that I've been shown and put here on my life path to do. And I'm very humbled and grateful, but I am a servant of God, and it is my duty and my responsibility in so many different ways as a protector of Christ and all of that to really help as many people as I can on a large scale. I believe that in really moving forward in this way and helping people with such dark forces that are around us, then we're able to really understand that and move forward individually in our own way. And so, I can facilitate this, but the person has to be ready, and they have to be willing to do their part. I can't, you know, click my heels or snap my fingers and you're healed. You know, I am a Reiki master, and the westernized term is Reiki, but Eastern is, so they're both correct, tomato, tomato. But anyways, you know, I do go through with my clients as well, and I go through and I bring in that light energy, that Reiki, and that universal energy that it is.
Right.
And I will, you know, go through and clear them out or feel certain areas. And when we have blockages in our chakras, you know, then the light and all of that is not flowing properly, and that in itself is really important part of all of this. So yeah, there's many different moving parts and aspects of how I, you know, go about doing that. And I do have a chapter in there on our aura and chakras and giving self chakra treatments and all of that in the book. So it's really good start for people to read it and have a really good place where they can start doing the work required to heal from within and start to awaken and overcome these dark influences and these unseen dark forces that do surround us on a daily basis.
I love it. And I wanted to let you get all of it in. You had a lot of information there, and I want to encourage the listeners to reach out to you and connect with you regarding the book. It sounds like this book has a lot of solutions in it we need right now in what's going on in the world. It's like there is no better time, I believe, in listening to you talk about the nature of your work and the message in your book. It was like this is launched at the perfect time, you know. So I encourage people to reach out to you. But what I'd like to do is take a caller. Since we've been talking for a while, I think give somebody else an opportunity to talk to you. Good evening. Can you hear me? You are on the air with Natalie Jones. Who are we speaking to tonight?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
And you're
very
welcome.
Intrigued with the show and the topic. And I've been doing a lot of work on myself. I've had healings and clearings over the years. And recently, I had a remote healing. The healer channel tapped into scalar field and saw that I had too many portals open, and ones that needed to be opened were closed, both in my aura, I guess, and in my home environment. And supposedly they did an intense clearing in the scalar energy field to open the correct portals and close the ones that needed to be closed. And then they had me do an intense ritual of burning sage around all the areas, and then Palo Santo playing 4096 hertz music and then 528. You know, hertz music, and taking a salt bath with pink Himalayan salt. So anyway, maybe that was too much information. I apologize if I'm talking out of school. I was wondering what you see. Has this worked? Am I cleared of dark energies or whatever was happening?
So what I have been shown is that all truth and healing come by the light. And, you know, as humans, we do have material assets and those sorts of things. And a lot of times, you know, it is about what you believe or give thought into as well, and what you give power to. But when you have all of these different things like Epsom salt and sage and Palo Santo and all of that, these are all really great tools, and they're really great to have in addition to the main portion of which is going to be healing from within by the light. And so what I mean by that is we can put a Band-Aid on something, but it doesn't mean that the wound is healed. It's still a cut. It's still open. And until we really start to heal from within and connect to that elevated heart center and spiritual mind, then start to see the external world transform. It's not the other way around. Mainly will see that all of these external forces and things that we do to try to fix from within, it should be the other way around, from the inside out. So it's a process of really clearing out and doing that through the one true source of the light. And again, all of these other things and help and love and things that people do to, they're all really great. You know, if that's something that you believe in and you feel it's working for you. So again, it's about changing the inner world to transform the outer world. And even it's so powerful to the point where those portals, if there are any open or closed, it's about that balance. If there's anything dark, you want to call it a gateway, a portal, you could call it a doorway to another dimension. There's many dimensions. But when we start to learn how to be at that higher vibrational frequency of a third dimensional 12, so what that means is that there's, you know, in your 12 different dimensions, you have 12 harmonics and overtones in each of those harmonics. So the third dimensional harmonic has 12 overtones. And what you would, you have 1 through 3 would be your minerals, and then 4 through 6 are your vegetables, and then your 7 through 9 are your lower, higher animals, and then your 10 through 12 are your higher, higher animals. So when we start to get to the point that we are a 312, higher, higher, because of our vibrational frequency that we are emitting in ascension, then you start to see that you overlap into a 4-1, into that fourth dimensional astral, and it naturally starts to balance and heal itself. There's not, oh, you've got this thing going on, there's this portal that's open over there. None of that is, that's all gone. That's all just balance, and it naturally transforms and heals once we're able to have that again from the inside out. And that's the best way I know how to explain it. So all of these man-made things that we have, they're positive, and they're meant to be aid in the process of healing, and that's great. But the true healing and all truth do come by the light and from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been doing a lot of work on myself too for a long time.
Right.
So are you able to see where I'm at? Have I healed it? Have I released the dark energies, or I still have more to go? More work
well,
to do?
Absolutely. I can see that you've really come a long way. I feel that, and that you are continually on a journey of finding that place and of ascension and becoming a being of unconditional love. It sounds to me like you're really in a good process of awakening right now in general in life, and that you may even have uncovered some of your own abilities. Am I correct in that?
I think I'm starting to.
Right. So yeah, so that's really neat. And again, I would just say that it's every day is a continual progression. Every day is a new day and a progression. It's a journey, not a destination. And as far as being cleared out or things that are going on, I would, you know, would want to just probably speak with you more in detail and private, and to better, you know, answer that question and direct you in a really great path, you know. So if you would like, we could definitely have a phone conversation as well, and you could give me a call and we can really go into that, because I definitely would love to help as well.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And what's the phone number that she can reach you at, or did you prefer email?
Yeah, so if you go to awakenthehigherself.com, there is a good contact email there, as well as a contact submission, and I believe that all of the answers that you're looking for, you know, I would really be able to spend some good quality time with you, understanding a little bit more of, you know, everything that you've been doing up to this point and where you feel you're at and all of the help that you've been getting. And I would love to, you know, continue to help you in that direction. So, and I hope I answered your question, but yes, that everything's from the inside out and not vice versa.
That's perfect. I hope that makes sense.
I was just wondering if your process is in your book or it's something that's special that you do yourself.
Yes, I, you know, as a dark energy healing facilitator, for a lot of my clients, I started to see, you know, the fruits of our labor and just the transformation and awakening. And there's a specific step process that I will go through. And I wrote the book in self-therapy format since I'm only one person, you know, and all of us at some point deal with some sort of, even if it's just a general dark influence of some sort. You know, I like to look at it like this. You have a line. Anything below that line is lower vibrational energy, and anything above that line is the higher vibrational energy. And so those lower tones, whether it's any fear-based emotion or jealousy or anger or anything, that any type of negativity, we're constantly dealing with those types of emotions. But that is a direct indication. They're dark in nature, those types of lower vibrational energies, and therefore that mm-hmm. is also an indication that there's some sort of dark influence around us that we've got to, you know, keep at bay and make sure that that's cleared out from around us in our auric field and our chakra system and all of that, and all of our different bodies, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And so these steps that I go through in the book, that's what it's intended for. You know, a lot of times, you know, we don't have to have an attachment to be possessed. A lot of times people have attachments and don't even realize that they have those attachments. So it's just a process to identify and recognize if there are, and then also to work through in order to start to vibrate at a higher frequency and awaken and overcome all of the difficult situations in a whole new light, and not internalize any negativity from our hardships and trials. And so.
Very good. Very good. Very good. I hope that that was helpful for you. And did you get the information to reach out to Natalie so that you can connect? Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope that was helpful. And and I do hope that you reach out to Natalie so that you can get some further assistance. It sounds like you're on the verge of a breakthrough here.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
All right. All right. You know, good. All good things come to an end. We are almost at the end of the show. That was a really good show. You shared some really powerful information, and I might have to drag you back on because I didn't even get to talk to you about the Ghost Hunter Girls or anything. I was really looking forward to talking about that. But this information, you said you were excited all day. I was like, I can't wait to talk about the Ghost Hunter Girls. But this was the information that was needed because there's darkness out there. It's like it's dark outside, and we need the light on so that we can see and know that it's safe. Right?
Yes, it's really important. And you know, and if you'd like, I can read an excerpt for the book if there's anyone else interested in. Okay, perfect. So I'll start here in the very beginning. This is going to be in the synopsis. And it's right after I go into a child experience that I had that is, I believe that we all have a childhood experience where though we do not have a conscious understanding at the time, it is a direct indication of who we are. And therefore, you know, as an adult and all of that, we start to realize in our awakening who we are. You can look back at that memory and say, I have that aha moment, like, wow, this is a direct indication of who I am and why I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing. So I go into that experience, and then I will start from there. It is important to note the spirit exists in multiple dimensions, as the body only exists in the third dimension. The ethereal body, spirit, inner or higher self are all terms for the same being. Though the ethereal body is intangible, it is just as real as the physical body. The ego of a person is the nature of the physical mind and is the natural enemy of the spirit. The ego is the false self and the spirit is the real inner self. The presence of ego must be controlled daily to constrain darkness from flowing freely through the mind, body, and thus the spirit. On this journey, a person learns to operate from the heart where the mind and the will of the spirit resides. When light is flowing freely, this is an indication the ego is absent, and therefore messages from the inner self and the universe begin to translate through. Therefore, this individual becomes a spiritual conduit. I call these messages impressions or downloads. The spirit which dwells in the human body vessel is merely a portion of the higher self which exists in other dimensions. The purpose of a body is to gain learning and knowledge through opposition in the third dimension so the spirit can reunite with the higher self once it attains the required growth and a celestial state of being. So that kind of touches on a little bit on what we were talking about, huh?
It does. That was really good. You know, I am very impressed. I'm so impressed with your with your focus, and I love how you're able to really talk people down and really help them understand it's okay. Let's just look at this, you know, stop running around in circles and trying to find all the solutions. The solution is within yourself. And we just gotta get in there and figure out what it is. That was beautiful. So, oh my goodness, we only have like a minute left, so I'm going to let you give your infomercial. Where can people reach you, and how can they get their hands on the book?
Great. Yes. Again, you can go to awakenthehigherself.com. It's also available on Amazon if you'd like to order it and have it Amazon Prime and overnight. If you order from the website, I can send you a personalized autographed copy. And if you'd like to learn more about myself, you can go to natalieannjones.com, and Ann is with an E, and that's my personal professional website as well. And reach out if you have any questions or if you're in need of some assistance or help or any type of anything. You know, I'm here.
Oh, Beautiful. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to probably have to reach out to you and bring you on again. You're welcome to come back. You are amazing. Thank you so much, Natalie, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great night.
You too. And so everybody, we'll see you. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time here on Spirit Talk Radio. Ciao, ciao.